Hello everyone and welcome back to Tikami. I'm Marco and this is my Tourette and Me blog. Today we're talking about Tourette's and defiance, when everything becomes a battle. When people think about Tourette syndrome, they usually think about tics. But for some individuals, Tourette's can also show itself in less obvious ways. One of these is oppositional behavior. Have you ever met a child or teenager who seems to turn every request into an argument? Someone who reacts to every no as if a war has just been declared? In some cases, this is not simply bad manners or a desire to be difficult. It can be linked to the cognitive rigidity that sometimes accompanies Tourette syndrome. The brain is already working hard to manage tics, impulses, stress, and in some cases, hyperactivity. When rules, limits, or sudden requests are added to the mix, they can feel like an overwhelming burden. The result is often a defensive reaction that quickly turns into conflict. Understanding that this behavior may have neurological roots helps us see the situation differently. It does not mean accepting every behavior without limits. But it does mean recognizing that punishment alone is rarely the solution. When oppositional behavior becomes persistent and starts interfering with daily life, clinicians may refer to it as oppositional defiant disorder or ODD. It is characterized by irritability, frequent arguments with authority figures, and difficulties regulating emotions. People with Tourette syndrome are more likely to experience these challenges because the systems responsible for impulse control and emotional regulation are already under significant pressure. But why does this need to oppose others develop in the first place? Often, it begins with sensory or mental overload. For a Tourette brain, switching activities or adapting to sudden changes can require a huge amount of cognitive effort. When the brain struggles to make that transition, the easiest response becomes a simple and instinctive no. In many ways, opposition becomes a protective shield against a world that feels demanding, unpredictable, and difficult to manage. It is also important to understand the difference between rebellion and an oppositional reaction. Teenage rebellion usually has a purpose. It is part of developing independence and building an identity. An oppositional reaction linked to Tourette's is often different. It may seem almost automatic, like a behavioral tic. A young person may know perfectly well that arguing is not in their best interest and still feel unable to stop themselves from doing it. In those moments, the nervous system reacts before the rational mind has time to step in. Another key factor is frustration. Living with Tourette's often means struggling to control things that other people take for granted. Over time, repeated failures to suppress tics or impulses can create a deep sense of helplessness. When someone feels they cannot fully control their own body, they may unconsciously try to regain a sense of control over their environment. Refusing to cooperate, arguing, or shouting can become distorted ways of reclaiming power and autonomy. Parents, teachers, and other authority figures frequently become the focus of these conflicts because they represent rules, expectations, and boundaries. When both sides become rigid, conflict escalates quickly. At that point, the original issue is often forgotten, and the situation becomes a battle of resistance where nobody wants to back down. So, how can we break this cycle? One of the most effective approaches is de-escalation. Instead of responding to anger with more anger, it is often better to give the brain time and space to cool down. Offering choices rather than issuing direct commands can also make a significant difference.
For example, instead of saying, "Do your homework now," you might ask, "Would you rather do your homework now or in 10 minutes?" Small choices can help restore a sense of control and reduce resistance. Finally, it is important to reinforce positive behaviors rather than focusing exclusively on mistakes. Building confidence and self-esteem can reduce tension and help create healthier ways of managing emotions and frustration. Thank you for being with me today. I'll see you again next week. And remember, don't let anyone tell you how to live the life you want, and keep tick different.